This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In daily marks to his people, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday thanked the United States for a $40 billion aid package expected to pass the U.S. Congress. But on Thursday, it appeared that a political snag may delay that funding. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
Party leader Chuck Schumer went to the Senate floor Thursday to say there are still issues to be worked out among Republican senators, and it appeared there'd be no vote on the measure before next week. Some senators were apparently pushing for more oversight of the aid. Schumer appealed for the chamber to send a clear message about U.S. support for Ukraine.
As the war in Ukraine enters its third bloody month, we must leave no stone unturned in making Putin and his cronies pay a price and helping the Ukrainian people. Their fight against Russian aggression is a struggle between democracy and authoritarianism itself.
Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke immediately after Schumer, saying he wants to see Republicans reach an agreement so they could still pass the aid package Thursday. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The Ukrainian Defense Ministry reported Thursday that the Russian military is regrouping to prevent Ukrainian fighters from advancing toward the country's northeastern border. In the southern port city of Mariupol, which has seen some of the worst destruction of the war, the ministry, a spokesman for the foreign ministry, said that Russian forces continue to focus their efforts on blocking Ukrainian units in the area of the Azovstal steel plant. He said the Russians continue to launch airstrikes and artillery shelling on the city. And Finland's leaders have come out in favor of applying to join NATO. Sweden could do the same within days. That would amount to a historic European realignment, triggered, of course, by the war in Ukraine. This is VOA News. Five-time former Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has been reappointed in an effort to bring stability to the island nation engulfed in a political and economic crisis. Wickremesinghe took the oath of office before President Gotabaya Rajapaksa at a ceremony at the president's office. The president's brother resigned as prime minister on Monday following violent attacks by supporters on peaceful anti-government protesters. For weeks, protesters have been demanding that both Rajapaksas resign over a debt crisis that has nearly bankrupted the country and caused severe shortages of food, fuel, and other essentials. In the United States, the House panel investigating last year's Capitol riot has issued subpoenas to five colleagues, including the House Republican leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's an extraordinary step with little precedent. Subpoenas for five sitting members of Congress, including House GOP Chief Kevin McCarthy. Investigators have been looking into his conversations with then-President Trump as the riot unfolded. Less than a week after the insurrection, McCarthy had said Trump bared some responsibility.
He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
The panel wants to know about McCarthy's talks with Trump before, during, and after the riot, along with details on meetings the four other subpoenaed lawmakers had with the White House: Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, and Scott Perry. The subpoenas come as the committee prepares for public hearings this summer. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court's nine justices are gathering in private Thursday for their first scheduled meeting since the leak of a draft opinion that would overrule Roe v. Wade and sharply curtail abortion rights in roughly half the U.S. states. The meeting in the justices' private wood-paneled conference room may be a tense one in a setting noted for its decorum. No one aside from the justices attends the meetings, and the most junior among them, Justice Amy Coney Barrett, is responsible for taking notes. Thursday's conference comes at an especially fraught moment with the future of abortion rights at stake and an investigation underway to try to find those responsible for the leaked draft. Chief Justice John Roberts last week confirmed the authenticity of the opinion revealed by Politico in ordering the court's marshal to undertake an investigation. And recapping our top stories this hour, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has thanked the United States for a $40 billion aid package expected to pass the U.S. Congress, but a political snag may delay that funding. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.